694.
Confirm the Portland Streetcar and Portland Aerial Tram participation in the Orange Line Grand Opening Celebration on September 12, 2015.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this is a joyous occasion. We are going to confirm that we will be participating in the numerous festivities on September 12th, which, alas, will not include my suggestion that Neil McFarlane wear a cowboy hat and lasso people out of single occupancy vehicles and drag them out of the Orange Lounge, which would be a nice tie-in with the Pendleton Roundup. But all sorts of other cool things will happen. Catherine?
Good afternoon. Thank you. With me is Ann Becklin, the Director of Community Affairs of TriMet, to tell you more about the September 12th celebration for the opening of the Orange Line, the opening of the Tilcom Crossing Bridge, which of course means that streetcar can also close the loop and circumnavigate the central city. We're very excited to participate in the celebration.
Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm very happy to be here to talk about, give you just a taste of what we're doing for the MAX Orange Line opening. Neil showed me a very beautiful tie he received from you yesterday.
And make sure he was properly coiffed.
He's very happy about that. We are 78 days today.
He may be happy with it, but the test will be whether he actually wears it.
Oh, you will see that on him quite a bit this summer, I predict. We're 78 days out from our MAX Line grand opening on September 12th. And as some of you may know, we kicked off the Catch the Orange campaign on May 15th with a spectacular first ride out to Park Avenue in Clackamas. About 500 people attended with us. We have a very big gamut of events. We've got 27 events over 5 months leading up to that opening day. We've got talks and walks. We've got lectures on sustainability and bridge building. We have preview rides and safety rides and, of course, our major public celebrations. I want to say that our slate of events has been entirely funded by the generosity of local corporate sponsors and organizations. We're very grateful for that. Why are we doing so much? We realize that this is not just the celebration in our community of the latest great investment and partnership that we've demonstrated among our partners, but it's also one of the greatest teachable moments we've had in our community for having people experience what an investment like this can bring, how the advances in sustainability, redevelopment, education, ability to leverage partnerships has all culminated in the opening of the MAX Orange Line. So we're out to make a point however we can reach people. We've been thrilled with the response to date. We've toured over 2,000 school children, took school safety rides as part of our program in May and early June. They loved being on the bridge. What better way to get them to be transit supporters and users than to train them early? We've also, the streetcar and MAX Orange Line are offering 6 preview rides a week. We expect to tour thousands of people on both lines between now and early August. We're experiencing packed cars and cheers when we get to the ends of the line. Last week, over 200 people turned out for a transit on tap where we had a talk about the kind of archaeological finds we discovered underneath MAX construction. It's really interesting how transit and beer go together for the best kind of night meeting, and you can really connect with people in those kind of forums. There is our Catch the Orange website that is on your screen right now. If you scroll down, it shows the entire list of our events going through opening day. I'd like to point out just a few of them that you may be interested. On July 20th, we're going to host Congressman Earl Blumenauer for Transit on Tap at the new Haslow and 8th development, which is served by both streetcar and MAX. Our big public events kick off with the 20th anniversary of Bridge Pedal on August 9th. We'll do Bridge Pedal in the morning. They're expecting to max out their attendance at 20,000 that day. It'll be the first opportunity for the public to ride over the Tilcom Crossing. And in the afternoon, the City of Portland is partnering with TriMet and Providence to host an open day on the bridge so that people get to experience it even if they didn't pay to ride on Bridge Pedal. We're also doing a fireworks spectacular that will be blown off of both sides of the bridge on Saturday night, August 22nd. We expect thousands of people to show up for that. Then on September 10th, as we demonstrated earlier this week, we're calling the first light will light the aesthetic lighting on the bridge permanently at that time. We have a 9/11 celebration planned for Friday night, a memorial in ceremony that will happen in our town of Milwaukee along the alignment. And then on September 12th, we have a very grand opening day planned. Our partners in the celebration, the Grand Ronde Tribe, are going to escort the first MAX train over the Telecom Crossing as we come up to the ceremony. So we've got a very big palette of events. We know, and we're also, this is the first time since 1998 that we've made MAX, all MAX and bus free on that day. We're expecting over 80,000 people to come celebrate with us. With the inclusion of streetcar and the tram, we know that it is going to be a party around the entire Central Business District and all the way out, all of our lines. And so we're very grateful for the partnership that you've demonstrated both on the project and in this momentous community celebration. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions?
I just want to observe that last weekend my daughter and I took a long bike ride and we ended up following the Orange Line from someplace in Brooklyn in, and then we went to where the Orange Line bisects the Oregon Rail Heritage Museum. And the thing that struck us is how great the bike infrastructure is integrated into all the work that's been done along the Orange Line. And it's pretty neat.
It's pretty amazing. We tagged the total at $65 million worth of bike and pedestrian improvements along the Orange Line because of the participation and the way we were able to leverage all of the partners' investment in it.
Yeah, that's our new favorite route from our neighborhood to the Central East Side because it's such a straight shot and a nice run. Can you tell us a little bit about the community involvement in the 12th? Are we having high school bands at stops? Are we using,
Per your suggestion, both the symphony and the Royal Rosarians will be participating in the opening ceremony.
Glad to hear that.
We have major stages at Lincoln, which is the big line. They'll be programmed all day. Down by the bridge, where we expect very heavy crowds, the Grand Ronde is going to set up a Native American village in the area adjacent to the bridge. OHSU is sponsoring a station and opening their new collaborative life sciences building to the public. Once you cross the bridge, OMSI and opera and all classical and the Oregon Rail History, Oregon Historical Rail Facility are going to have a major events there. Our station at Clinton is also going to be really fun, like the gateway to that neighborhood there, that newly revitalized neighborhood. Then you follow on out, you go along. People will have an opportunity to visit some of our facilities along 17th Avenue. Then the City of Milwaukee and Clackamas County are sponsoring events at their respective stations. It's going to be a very big day. And we'll have all of that on our site. Also, Pamplin Media is going to publish an insert that will provide a guide for everyone that plans to come and talk about all the events that are happening that day.
Maybe even the city's golf course in Eastmoreland could.
We're giving away orange tees at the Bybee station.
Good. I think it's probably the only municipal golf course in the country where you can walk off the light rail train and play golf.
Right.
So they ought to make the most of that with Travel Portland in the future. So.
Right.
Great work. Other questions?
I just wanted to say that the first ride was remarkable in many ways, but perhaps the most was that the governor, who was instrumental in getting funding for the Orange Line when she was in the legislature, was there, and she had to have been the happiest governor in America.
That was a real boost.
Good work. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this resolution? If not, then roll call, please.
Fish.
Look forward to joining you. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
This is going to be great. Aye.
Britz.
I was honored to represent the city at the joining together of the two sides of the Telecom Crossing, so I'm also looking forward to this event. I have to say I'm very pleased to see that it's scheduled on a day that the Oregon Ducks are away, so I may actually wear orange, although I don't usually during football season. Aye.
Hales.
Thanks very much. It's going to be fun.
Thank
Aye.
You.
Well done.